You are listening to Artisan Adventures with FGG Designs. Join us on our journey as we explore the different worlds of wood carving, ring making, knife making, photography, pyrography, leathercraft, crochet, and paper art. This is episode number 6, a special Valentine's Day edition, part 1. Today we are doing something a little different because it's Valentine's Day. We had so much fun telling about how we met and got started in our relationships together that our podcast got way too long. So we have decided to spread this out over the next 3 weeks. So today we will hear about how Kent and Willina got started in their life together.
It is a great pleasure and privilege to be able to share some of the things that the Lord has done in our lives, especially in relating to bringing us together. We met when we were a little bit older than some people. That is, I was.
You were older than I was.
I was older than you.
You still are?
Scratch that. I had, needless to say, been wanting to find the perfect wife and was looking around at various prospects. Little did I know what the Lord would do to bring me together with Willina. I had been working at various places, General Motors, Douglas Aircraft, and a couple of other places for a short amount of times. I won't go into the reason why it was short, but it was my own choice. And at a certain point, I started working for the Press-Telegram, responding to an ad that I ran across. And on the day that I started working there, Willina started working in the same office.
Wow.
And so that was the beginning of our relationship. Little did we know at the time that it would eventually result in our getting married. But once again, it's exciting to see how life works together when the Lord is in control. And that's the way it got started.
Well, I had been asked by the head of the dispatch office if I wanted a summer job, and he suggested that I come in a couple of weeks before I would be free from school. This was high school, to learn the job so that when the summer vacation started, I could start full time. And so I came in the afternoon after school on the 22nd of May. And I looked at all the people that I was going to be working with, and I assumed that they had all been there for quite a while. What I didn't know and what I didn't learn until weeks later was that Kent had started working that morning as a result of responding to an ad, as he explained it. So that was a pretty amazing thing to learn 6 months later when we were having lunch at the newspaper cafeteria. And he said, by the way, did you know that we both started to work on the same day? And I thought he was kidding me and found out that he wasn't.
And it was the 22nd of May in what year?
Oh, in 1956.
Wow.
And that was between at the end of my junior year of high school. And Kent had already graduated from high school in 55, so he was a working man at that time and also a part-time college student.
Wow. So that was quite the meeting, the introduction of the two of you into each other's lives. Tell us a little bit more about what started to follow. You were just saying, Dad, that you had been looking around for the perfect wife. So how did we get from that to this?
Well, I was raised in a Christian setting. Attended church literally all my life, and I did want to find a believing wife that would be compatible to me, but I didn't know as much as I should about what the full Christian life included, how it's important to really be on track as far as the Word of God is concerned. So I was looking on the one hand for somebody special, biblically speaking, but on the other hand, I didn't know all that meant. So I started, after a certain amount of time, started being more interested in Willina. and started appreciating the qualities that she shared and so forth. Again, I don't know at what point that I really started feeling attracted to her.
Well, we had our first date on the 6th of August of that year.
Oh, so it moved kind of fast.
Well, that somebody else can be the judge. Whether that's fast or slow.
But, yeah, we just started dating a little bit here, a little bit there. And I got more attached to her in one sense. And, one thing led to another. But it took 6 years before we finally tied the knot. There was a lot of things to learn, to wrestle through, and so forth in that 6 years.
Well, we also had decided that we would not be exclusive in our friendship, that until we were certain that this was the one that the Lord had for us, we would feel perfectly free. We discussed this together. We would feel free if we wanted to do something with somebody else. That would not be an issue because we had not separated ourselves to any kind of a serious relationship in the beginning. So we both had times of questioning and times of soul searching, and it wasn't until about 5.5 years that Kent finally asked me to marry him. And at that time, I was in a position where I wasn't sure, and I didn't have an answer right off the bat. So I went through a period of great turmoil, both physically and emotionally. And I had always been taught that there was consolation or comfort, as we might say, in the book of Psalms in the Bible. So in real desperation for some comfort and settling of my emotional turmoil, I one night decided to start reading through the book of Psalms. So I started reading, scanning, reading, and kept reading and kept reading and kept reading. And some of you may know how many chapters there are in the book of Psalms. I got to chapter 143. And in case you don't know, there are 150 Psalms in that book. And I was kind of thinking, you know, well, where is all this consolation I was always told about? And anyway, as I was reading...
Oh, we forgot the tissues.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll probably need them.
Probably. As I got to Psalm 143... As I was reading it, the Lord just gave a real sense of peace. As I read the verse, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. And these words and some other verses in that psalm just settled my heart. There was no answer in the sense of knowing exactly which way to walk, but there was that sense that the psalmist had written in from his experience, his cry to the Lord, and it was the same cry that I had. And at that point, it was almost as if the Lord dumped a bucket of peace, and I felt it settle from my head to my toes. Mm. And I thought in my unbelief, well, it won't be there tomorrow.
But it obviously was.
But the next day, it was there, yes. And from that point, I really saw the qualities that the Lord had built into Kent and saw the things that I wanted to share in his life with. And from that point on, it was definitely a settled conviction.
It might be good for me to add a little bit about my wrestlings. Of course, if you go with somebody for an extended period of time, the tendency is to want to cement the relationship. And we went month after month, year after year, and we sort of, from my perspective, were sort of spinning our wheels. We weren't going as fast as I wanted to go. Of course, I was a couple of years older than she was, and I wasn't getting any younger. And at a certain point, I sort of tongue-in-cheek said, the best solution is I'm going to join the Foreign Legion. And so I went in the Army. But the Army, in their wisdom, under the sovereign guidance of the Lord, took me to Monterey, to the Army Language School, which is just 100 miles south of Palo Alto, where Wilina was going to school at that time at Stanford University. And so it brought us closer, gave us more opportunity to communicate with each other. So the Lord used that as well in the last months of developing our relationship with each other.
Well, then as Kent was rounding off his Army Language School training, we saw that we could start maybe making plans for a specific date in 1962. So before he was going to be shipped overseas to Germany, we decided we had about 3-week period we could get married and have a little honeymoon. So as I had decided that I was going to give a little trinket to the bridesmaids, I had our wedding date engraved on these little trinkets. And when I picked them up from the jeweler, I was absolutely amazed when I looked at the date, and it was 6-2-62. And I had no idea what a wonderful date that was and how easy it would be for us to remember.
As one who has trouble with their memory, I'm certainly glad that it turned out to be that date, so I can always remember it.
That's nice.
So the Lord brought us together. Then, of course, he also had Kent still in the Army, and he was sent to Germany. And that made it possible for me as his wife to follow him in a few months. And the Lord gave us the opportunity in Germany to work with missionaries. And we began to understand that Europe was a continent in great need of the gospel. Even though that centuries passed, the gospel had gone through Europe and from Europe had been spread throughout the world, the situation in the current century, which was the last one, was that there was still a great need for an understanding of God's truths. And so that was a beginning development in our understanding that Europe was a mission field.
So after that, you guys came back to the United States, and then the Lord started doing something in your lives at a certain point. What was that? Not that he wasn't already doing something.
Yeah, let's get this straight.
He
continued to do something, but there were some new developments here.
Well, when we came back, as Wilina already said, we had seen Germany as a country with spiritual need through the eyes of people that were working there and sharing the gospel. And we sort of said to ourselves, if the Lord ever chooses to draw us into the ministry, and if that drawing should ever be outside America, it certainly would be Germany. Because that's what we knew, that's what we saw.
Well, and so it wasn't surprising when Kent saw a little tiny article in the back page of the local newspaper that said that the city of Long Beach was hosting 200 German businessmen, and they were looking for guest homes, and people opened their home for that. And we decided that we were just very average people, but we wanted some of these visitors from Europe, from Germany, to see an average American Christian home. So we wanted to respond to the ad, and Kent called the Chamber of Commerce and said we'd like to participate. And we learned later that we were the only ones who responded from the newspaper notice, and that everybody else came through civic organizations where they were known. And they had to kind of do some sleuthing to make sure that we did not have some kind of hatred for Germans from the Second World War that we wanted to repay in some negative way. And finally, they came back and said, okay, you're accepted for this program, and you'll get the name of your guest before long.
And here again, we start to see how the Lord works in mysterious ways. Because when we finally received notice from the organization, they said, you will be receiving a Dutchman. And we looked at it and we wondered, what on earth? We responded to the article because we wanted to have contact with Germans.
Since we had lived in Germany for a year and a half.
However, after recovering from the shock, we quickly said, well, we believe that the Lord makes no mistakes, as hard as it is sometimes to understand that and apply it. The Lord has a purpose in this. Let us proceed and see what transpires.
So as we made ourselves available for this, receiving this Dutch person, we had remarkable communication with him when he came. For 3.5 days, he lived in our home. We did everything together, and he had a lot of curiosity about what made Americans tick, specifically those he was staying with. So we had a lot of opportunity to talk to him about our faith in the Lord and how that made a difference in our lives. And as he left, he said, I've found friends here. And he definitely wanted to keep in touch with us, which we did. And so many times as people have asked us about our story, we say, well, we were very interested in Germany in going that direction, but the Lord very specifically inserted Holland into our lives and into our thinking. And as a result, in about 2 years after that meeting of having him in our home, we were making plans to go to the Netherlands. And we decided that we needed to sell everything we had. And our boys were then 6 and 9. And so we prayed much about it, sought the Lord's direction. The Lord started bringing other Dutch people into our lives, not Germans, but lots of Dutch people. And so we really believed that he was making that clear that he wanted us to go to the Netherlands. So we finally bought 4 one-way tickets to go to the Netherlands. And we're leaving out so many details, but very clear leading from him that that was the direction that we needed to go.
Well, that's an amazing story. First of all, how the Lord has brought the two of you together, and not just how he brought you into each other's lives, but how he clearly led in making it very clear that you guys were meant for each other. Obviously, the result that was
you,
my brother and I.
Yes, you as our firstborn.
And then how the Lord clearly, unmistakably led you, but the family as a whole, to Holland. And maybe somewhere in the future we can continue that story, because it's an amazing story, just because it's God's hand continuously,
time after time,
visible in our lives. And first of all, it's worth recording. Many people have oftentimes said, you need to write a book. And who knows, maybe one day as a result of what we're able to put down on digital media now, it's not tape anymore or vinyl, it's digital media. Maybe something can happen in the future. But this is Valentine's Day, Valentine's Week, and our focus right now is the special stories related to how the Lord brought each one of us into each other's lives. So stay tuned for next week's continuation of this story, where we hear more about Jonathan and Lydia. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. We hope you have been motivated by today's topics to excel in your craft, but most importantly, to live for God's glory. If you have any questions about this episode, please write us at podcast@fggdesigns.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or visit us at fggdesigns.com.